Two of the most pressing issues of this campaign season are the crashing economy and the topic of energy. Inside a cruise terminal at the Port of Tampa this afternoon, the Greater Tampa Chamber of Commerce, Tampa Electric or TECO, and the University of South Florida hosted a forum on these topics. Republican Senator Mel Martinez led a panel discussion about how the economy and energy are related. Martinez said that America's energy future includes a range of sources, including drilling in the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge.
I have always supported the idea that in Anwar, on 2,000 acres of this vast expanse that is the Anwar in Alaska, that we could safely drill for more resources and more oil. If we had, we would be today producing about 3 billion barrels a day. And in addition to that, 2 years ago, we opened up a part of the Gulf of Mexico to more exploration, well away from the Florida shores. But I also think that in addition to that, if the state of Florida was to deem it appropriate, and with the state having the control of what to do with it, that we have to look at other areas in the Gulf where it might be possible to do more oil and gas exploration.
Later, Martinez was asked to clarify the amount of domestic oil production, and he corrected himself, saying the output would be 3 million barrels per day. But Martinez said that coal would also be part of this country's energy future.
The United States is blessed with an overabundance of coal. We are the Saudi Arabia of coal. And it is impossible for us to have an energy future that is secure and independent of foreign powers if we don't make coal a part of the mix. Now, I understand that all of us want to see an environment that is clean and the issue of global warming, which is really beyond debate, that climate change is taking place and that, in fact, human activity probably doesn't help.
TECO President Chuck Black also said that climate change needs to be addressed, but in cost-effective ways. A solution will take more efficiency and more supply of energy, Black said.
As we move forward to address climate change, we must do so in ways that are measured and deliberate and mindful of the cost of our customers and also the reliability of our electrical supply. With the ingenuity and resources that we have in this country, I'm very confident that we're going to find a solution to our energy situation and our environmental challenges that are before us.
Richard Wainio, the CEO of the Tampa Port Authority, said that the importance of a range of fuels could be increasing at the port.
Just last month, the Tampa Port Authority Board of Commissioners approved a 43-acre lease agreement with a major energy company that will result in a significant new storage capacity for energy-related products, as well as increasing the volume of petroleum products and alternative fuels shipped through the port.
St. Petersburg Mayor Rick Baker agreed with the speakers. Florida needs to consider several different energy sources, including nuclear.
And I do believe that we have to look at renewable portfolios as part of the overall balance of what we're going to do. I believe nuclear is going to be a very significant part of the future as well, as we're trying to ratchet down coal and trying to ratchet down oil and even natural gas. You're going to have to produce the electricity for people to be able to consume into the future. And so nuclear is going to be a piece of it. Other forms of alternative energies are going to be a piece of it. But we also have to consider the cost impact on the consumer.